It's the president's fault. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The raging discussion over the VA waiting list scandal is over who's to blame. And the consensus of the political blogosphere is that it's President Obama's fault for breaking a promise he made in 2008 during his first campaign.
I am tired of hearing stories about vets navigating a broken veterans bureaucracy.
And I will promise to make that a priority of mine when I'm president of the United States of America.
But as I read through the various articles, it's also President Bush's fault for launching two long nation-building wars, breaking a promise he made during his first campaign.
If we don't stop extending our troops all around the world in nation-building missions, then we're going to have a serious problem coming down the road, and I'm going to prevent that.
But wait. As it turns out, 37% of the VA's caseload has nothing to do with the last two wars, but is in fact linked to the use of Agent Orange during Vietnam, which means this man is to blame.
I don't agree with those who say we should withdraw. That'd be a great mistake.
President Kennedy authorized the use of Agent Orange, and then President Johnson.
And we will stay until aggression has stopped.
He's to blame for deploying it. Then there's President Carter, who started an Agent Orange registry, but not much else. And then President Reagan, who decided the government would not accept liability at all for Agent Orange and just kicked the can down the road. Not a great track record for the White House, but what it means is we can finally agree. It is the president's fault. All of them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.